Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we cover a very important subject, and the topic is chronic kidney disease.
I have had several people on my show who have experienced chronic kidney disease, have lived with that. They have been looking for donors. We've actually found donors for individuals through the Mark White Show. And today we're going to shift the focus when it comes to chronic kidney disease to childhood CKD. Now, the individual I'm talking about is Mr. Ruger, and he is diagnosed with CKD stage 5, which is end stage, and he has started dialysis and is looking for a donor for a transplant. He's only 8 years old, folks. We've had a lot of individuals who are much older, but at 8 years old, a student at Johnson Elementary and is currently at Children's doing dialysis. I have with me right now his mom, Haley Scrimpture, as she comes to us from the Ronald McDonald House in Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Haley.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Ruger, and for those listening who may not necessarily have an understanding of chronic kidney disease, how it came about for you to find out that Ruger had this diagnosis.
Absolutely. So Ruger was born premature at 33 weeks. And when he was born, and it's all tied to his kidney disease in a second, when he was born, his feet were backwards and he had no kneecaps. So, you know, we had bracing, therapy, all the things. And we met with Dr. Buckley in Huntsville, who was able to tell us that Ruger did not have kneecaps. So he put kneecaps in, he started walking. And then when we found out about the kidney disease, we actually took him in to his pediatrician, who's Dr. Denny at Cornerstone Pediatrics. And I took him in for a sinus infection. And they had ended up doing a urinalysis and found a bunch of protein in his urine. So he told me, let's come back the next day. Let's go ahead and redo his urine and do some blood work. And we'll go from there. I'm going to set you up with Dr. Mark Benfield in Coleman to see him. He's got something going on with his kidneys. So the next night, it was on a Wednesday night, he called us at 9 o'clock p.m. And he said, Haley, he said his creatinine level is 3.8. Something bad is going on. I don't know if it's post-infection. I don't know what it is, but I got to get you to Children's. So at that point, he had called Dr. Daniel Fogg, who is a nephrologist here at Children's, and they admitted Ruger. Once they admitted him, his creatinine kept going up. And at that stage, we were in stage 3B. So it was nothing life-threatening at that point. It was just, you know, you're here. We got to figure out what's going on. So on March 28th of 2025, they did a biopsy on Ruger, and they found out that he has FSGS, which is focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. And there's two paths that could have went. It could have went autoimmune or it could have went genetic. And so we did the genetic testing. It took about 3 weeks for it to come back. But in the meantime, we went ahead and we did the prednisone. And that was in case it was autoimmune. But then within 3 weeks, we didn't find the diagnosis out until March the 28th. And when 3 weeks passed, Ruger was already hitting stage 5. His creatinine had got up to a 6.3. And the doctor said, Haley, there's no way this isn't progressive. So on, I think it was 2 weeks ago, he got med flotted here with a blood pressure of 160 over 110. And they went ahead and readmitted him. His creatinine had went up to 6.2, and a normal creatinine for a kid is 0.6. So when the creatinine went up that high, they went ahead and readmitted him. Well, then Ruger started having some major issues go on. He was altered mental status. He didn't know where he was, who he was, and he had 6 seizures, I think, within 2 days. So at that point, they said, okay, he's hit end stage. We've got to start dialysis for this kid to live, or he's got to have a kidney transplant. He said, we definitely have got to look for a donor for a kidney transplant, but to even help him survive this, he's got to have dialysis. So at that point, we talked about all the different dialysis that they have. We talked about hemodialysis. We talked about the peritoneal dialysis. And he said, right now, he's so critical, I think we're going to have to go with the hemodialysis. So that's what we're doing. He has it 3 days a week for 3 hours. And next week, he has a catheter put in for the PD dialysis, which he can have at home. And that would be 7 days a week, but it would give him the opportunity to go back to school. So dialysis-wise, that is what we're looking at. And transplant-wise, you know, we're looking for a donor. It would be better if it was a living donor because Ruger could get the kidney within 2 to 3 months. If it was a deceased donor, he goes on the wait list. He's already accumulating time on the wait list from the dialysis. But after the waitlist process goes on, who's on that waitlist for 9 to 11 months if we use a deceased donor versus if we find a living donor who he could get a kidney from in 2 to 3 months.
So while I'm listening to you right now, you're calling off a lot of different numbers and using medical terms. How much did you know about this disease prior to Ruger being diagnosed?
I didn't know a lot about the disease. I was an ENT, but I didn't know anything about the kidney disease. And I've literally had to just research it. And, you know, we spend a lot of time in the hospital, a lot of time at clinic, and a lot of time at the Ronald McDonald House, which is absolutely the most wonderful thing in the world to support families, to keep them close. But I've done a lot of studying while I'm here, and I've had to get myself very familiar with what's going on with Ruger so I can best advocate for him when he can't.
Absolutely. And what are you seeing when it comes to advocating for young people like Ruger, when it comes to children who have chronic kidney disease?
It can be very difficult. Ruger's 8, and he's very, very smart for his age, and he's owned what's going on, and he takes his medicines and things like he's supposed to. But there's so many kids that we've met through this that, you know, they have to have an advocate because they can't advocate for themselves. And that's difficult. That's a difficult spot to be in. But me and my mom are down here with him right now, and we'll always advocate, you know, the best we can for him. But it's been a difficult, you know, journey learning how to advocate for him. And you have to learn all the things about what's going on with him so you know how to best advocate for him.
It's been my experience that when someone's on the wait list, they have some idea of people who are trying to get on that, are trying to accommodate the need for a kidney. Do you have any idea at this point of the people who have tried to be a kidney donor for Ruger?
At this point, there's only been 2 that have been interested. One is his dad, and he doesn't know his blood type. So to be a kidney donor for Ruger, Ruger's blood type is O positive. You have to have O positive or O negative blood. And you have to have no health issues like high blood pressure, obesity. You can't be a smoker. And we have an email set up for Ruger that I can give to you. If you're interested in being a donor, you can send me an email and I can call you and go over all the prerequisites before we bring you down here. I know what the process of donation looks like from a living donor is they have to be a blood match. They have to, you know, have no pre-existing medical conditions. And at that point, they bring them down here for a day and a half of testing. And they basically just look at the kidney function. Are they able to, you know, they're suitable for surgery, that kind of thing. And once they get all of that out, if they're a match, they get the kidney within 2 to 3 months. And while we're talking about it, there's some facts about kidney donation, but there's a lot of myths and there's a lot of facts about being a donor. Some people, when they donate, they believe they have to take medicine for the rest of their life. And that's not true. The only thing they would have to take medicine for is, you know, pain control after surgery. And some of the myths are they have to stay in the hospital for an extended period of time. And that's not true. They're usually discharged 2 to 3 days after transplant. And they don't have any kind of new diet they have to follow. They can resume normal activities in 4 weeks. With female kidney donors, some people believe they can't have children after donation. That is absolutely not true. They can start getting pregnant within 12 months after the donation.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to the kidney paired donation program, can Ruger be a part of that where someone is not a blood match, but they would be willing to donate their kidney, and then through the paired donation program, they go out and find a kidney that is suitable for Ruger? Is that a possibility?
That is a possibility. And so I can't give a kidney to Ruger because I have lupus, and my mom can't because she has high blood pressure control. But my mom can give a kidney to somebody at UAB, and if there's somebody there whose kidney matches Ruger, they can swap. So yes, that's absolutely a possibility for Ruger.
So in Ruger's situation, the individual has to be healthier than, say, a typical donor for someone who's maybe middle-aged?
Yes, correct. They have to follow a little bit stricter guidelines. Like my mom, the only thing that threw her out for Ruger was the controlled high blood pressure. It's controlled, but Dr. Fox said, you know, I want to give Ruger the best kidney possible. And with the FGFS, we found out that it was genetic. And with the genetic, it's going to progress much faster. So it made sense while Ruger's was genetic. And he has something called male patella syndrome, and that's the genetic form of the FSGS. And that's why Ruger was born without kneecaps. That's why his feet were backwards at birth. It was an aha moment for Dr. Fike. He said, it makes perfect sense why this is going on now.
Wow. That is a lot for you to process as a mom. And I don't know how Ruger at 8 years old is processing. I know when I had a health issue as a child myself, I took in all the information. I was calling off like you were, numbers and medical terms. And I'm sure, as you said, he's a smart kid, so he's learning a lot. And he has a lot of information that he's absorbed because of this too.
He has. And his hardest thing is not being able to go home right now because we're here for about 2 months, not seeing his friends at school. But his Johnson school family has been amazing. They made him a video with all the teachers in it. They've brought gifts. They've came down to Birmingham to see him. He couldn't ask for a better support system.
I am so glad to hear that. I have substitute taught at Johnson and think it's a great school to be at, and had various ages from kindergarten all the way to the fifth grade where I've substituted for teachers there. So it's a good school.
It's a great school. He's been there since he was 3 years old.
That's home to him.
It is home to him.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about how people can donate if they're interested in doing that. Again, we'll talk about the specifics of what people need to be able to prove or show the medical team to be able to be a donor, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Right now, folks, we're talking to Haley Scrimpture, and our focus is Mr. Ruger right now. He's 8 years old. He's an elementary student at Johnson Elementary School in Limestone County, Alabama, and he was diagnosed with CKD. That is chronic kidney disease. He's at stage 5, which is end stage, and he has started dialysis and is looking for a donor for transplant. I hope that you'll stick with us and that you'll consider this or pass the information along to someone who might be a donor for Mr. Ruger. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life regardless of who you are.
works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that Haley Scrimpture reached out to me about her son Ruger, who is currently living with CKD, chronic kidney disease. He's at stage 5, which is end stage, and he has started dialysis. He is currently at Children's Hospital, and the family is being taken care of at Ronald McDonald House as well. Ruger's looking for a donor, for a transplant, for a kidney donor that needs to be O positive blood type. As I mentioned in the last segment, something that's also a possibility is the kidney paired donation program, and he can receive a donation from someone who's interested in donating specifically to him, but they may not be a match. That person can donate a kidney, and then it goes to someone who is a match, and then they find a match for Ruger. Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you joining us today, Haley Scrimpture.
Hey, Mark. So, the blood type for it can be O positive or O negative.
Okay.
Ruger's O positive, but anybody with the blood type O can donate to him. And I've got a list in front of me that kind of goes over eligibility criteria, reasons people will not be considered, and reasons people may not be considered.
That is great. Let's go over that.
Okay. So the reasons that people will not be considered, if they've got diabetes, if they've had a history of skin cancer, HIV infection, 18 years of age or mentally incapable of making an informed decision, blood pressure, even controlled or not controlled, active cancer, bilateral kidney stones, certain types of infection, and uncontrolled psychiatric conditions. Those are reasons people cannot donate. Also, if you're a smoker or you have something like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, that would throw you out. Reasons people that they may not be considered, but it's not 100% set in stone, over the age of 70, cancer within 5 years prior to donation evaluation, obesity, persistent red blood cells in the urine, so mainly blood in the urine, reduced kidney function, high blood pressure in people over the age of 50, abnormal glucose metabolism, and under the age of 30 with a family history of polycystic kidney disease.
One of the things that kind of stands out to me, and it's pretty common, is obesity. Do you know what the BMI requirement is? Do you know?
I do not know the BMI requirement. I know that we can always relay it to the transplant team. If it's somebody that might be, you know, in a certain range, we can always ask the transplant team before we bring them down there, is this going to be acceptable or not? Because, you know, whoever we talk to, we definitely want them to talk to us before, you know, coming down here and going through the day and a half of testing. And I'm more than willing to talk to anybody. We have an email set up and also a Karen Bridge where you can follow along with Ruger's journey as well.
One of the things that's really important here is marketing. And when I say marketing, I'm talking about having people that are ready, willing, and able to get the word out about Ruger's need, whether that's through television, through radio, through billboards, all the different means that people can use, newspaper, magazines, publications, where word can be spread, social media, and utilizing every single one of those mediums so that it reaches that one person. Because we're looking for one person. They may have to go through millions of people to get to that one person, but it's about numbers. It's about finding that person that's right for Ruger right now. And tell me, what type of mediums have you been able to use so far that you feel like, hey, we're really getting the word out right now, and I feel good about the marketing that's happening to help Ruger get a kidney donor?
Well, I haven't really considered marketing up until this point other than his Karen Bridge. I do have a Karen Bridge page set up, which is basically a journey to follow along with him medically. And I wanted to contact you as well to kind of get the word out. But I know Facebook's going to be a big one that we can look into.
I was driving on Highway 72 in Athens the other day, and on the digital billboard, I saw a picture of a young lady who was looking for a donor. I took a picture of the billboard, And then I sent an email to the young lady's email address that was attached to that to find out if they were interested in coming on the show. Well, I found out that the person who I was communicating with is the sister of the young lady who's looking for a donor, and they actually live in Ohio. So I was wondering, how much did that cost to be able to be on a digital billboard in Athens, Alabama, and be in Ohio? Because you can imagine that her picture is probably on billboards across the country if it's reaching Athens. And I just wondered, I wondered if the billboard company maybe had that as something that was an option for families like yours, where if you had the information, shared it with them, that they would put it on the billboard for the 3 seconds that it rotates through, you know, and shows the information and have Ruger on the billboard.
That would be awesome. That hasn't even crossed my mind, to be honest with you. This is so new because, you know, we just found out March 28th and we're trying to figure out ways to get it out there. But at the same time, we're trying to balance, you know, do we do Facebook? Do we go to newspapers? Do we try to put it out on television?
And I have been one to try to help with what I have, and that's social media, that's radio, trying to help those who have been looking for donors. And I've been doing this now for years because of individuals coming to me and saying, this is a need that we have, can you help? And I've always tried to use my show as a vehicle to help people in whatever circumstance they're in, and especially in situations like this where someone needs a donor to continue to thrive, to continue to live. In Ruger's situation with stage 5 currently and the dialysis he has to go through, and not being able to, as you said, be back at home right now, not yet until the catheter is put in, but even then having to go through this medical process of maintaining the kidney that he currently has. So it's so important right now that someone who's listening helps us to spread this show. So when they hear it, they not only just listen themselves and think about what they can do, but then turn around and share the show or share posts that we make or share, like I did when I saw that picture of the young lady on the billboard, to take a picture of the billboard and then put that on my social media so that it took it a step further. We've got to think that way in times like these.
Absolutely. And Ruger's kidney function right now is at about 15%. So he doesn't have much kidney function right now at all.
Wow. So what I did while we were talking, I sent you the picture of the billboard that I took a picture of. And then I also sent you the phone number to the billboard company so that you could call and find out. Because I can tell you this, even if it costs some money to do it, I believe that you could actually raise the money to be able to do something like that to help spread the word so that people on the highways and the byways can see the need for Ruger as well. It would be definitely worth saving his life over, right?
Absolutely. That would definitely be something to check into, and I definitely will check into that and call and see what the requirements are for that and what I need to know.
And for listeners right now who are listening to this program and hearing you talk about Ruger and what his needs are, what do they need to know to get in touch with you, Haley?
Okay, we set up an email for Ruger because I didn't want to get multiple emails to my email and not be able to look at them.
Right.
His email address is love, L-O-V-E, like, L-I-K-E, Ruger, R-U-G-E-R, at yahoo.com. And that's basically, we named his care and bread Love Like Ruger because Ruger doesn't meet a stranger. He loves people from all walks of life. It doesn't matter who you are, especially babies. He will stop and talk to anybody, and he talks nonstop. So we named his care and bridge page Love Like Ruger because he just loves unconditionally. If you want to follow his care and bridge, you would just go to careandbridge.org. And it would ask you to sign in with your email and password. It's got an option to donate, but we're asking people not to donate to that because it goes to Care and Bridge, and it's not something we want people to do to be able to look at Ruger's updates. But once you sign in with your email and your password, you just type in his name, Ruger Ennis, and it'll pop up his Care and Bridge, and you can follow along his kidney journey. I do all kinds of updates, day-to-day updates on there.
I hope that this helps others to connect with you to try to help Ruger and his need for a kidney donor. As we said, he's 8 years old. He's currently in stage 5. As we want to try to help him, I want people who are listening to, again, share the show with other people. He's being treated currently at Children's Hospital. He started dialysis and he's looking for a donor for transplant and needs an O positive or O negative. And also he is part of the kidney pairing program, which allows you, if you're not a match, a blood match, that you could donate your kidney to someone else and they will find a match for Ruger. It's a great program and it's perfect for Ruger as well to help him to be able to live as full of life as possible. And we hope that this show does help you, Haley, in moving this forward, getting the ball rolling. It's a grassroots effort, that can get to other stations, to get to other mediums. And I'm glad to be in that position to help get the ball rolling on getting the word out for Mr. Ruger.
And thank you so much, Mark. Would you like to say hi to Ruger?
I sure would.
Hey, Ruger, say hello. Hi.
Hey, Ruger, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Are you looking forward to going home?
Yes.
So you've got some things you have to go through. You're going to have to get that catheter next week. I heard about that, but that will let you go home and you'll be able to go back to Johnson to school for a little bit.
Yes, so.
Are you looking forward to seeing your friends?
Yes.
Do you have any shout outs you want to give to Johnson? You want to tell them thank you for all they've done?
Yes, so. Thank you.
Awesome. Ruger, you keep being you, buddy, and we're going to try to help however we can and get you that kidney donor, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Haley, thank you for bringing him on the show, and thank you for joining me here today on the Mark White Show to share about this need for Ruger.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great afternoon, okay? Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, the
These are my kind of people.